AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says the U.S. will walk away from the table with Iran if there isn't an acceptable nuclear deal.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
The president spoke to CBS News, and he says any agreement must allow Western powers to verify that Iran isn't going to get an atomic weapon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't like that the president is ignoring Congress on Iran.
The fact that the president doesn't seem to want Congress to participate in this underscores what a bad deal it is, because I think he's afraid that we might not approve it.
McConnell was on CBS's Face the Nation. The next round of nuclear talks start in a week, and a deadline was set by both sides for the end of the month. Today is the 50th anniversary of the march in Selma, Alabama, that set in motion the passing of the Voting Rights Act. Georgia Congressman John Lewis was one of the people who crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge on that day. He suffered a skull fracture.
A man spoke up and said, "I'm Major John Cloud of the Alabama State Troopers. This is an unlawful march. It would not be allowed to continue. I give you 3 minutes to disperse, return to your homes, or to your church."
Lewis was on NBC's Meet the Press. The Supreme Court in 2013 struck down Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act. The first comprehensive report on the disappearance 1 year ago of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 shows the battery of the locator beacon for the plane's data recorder ran out more than a year before the plane vanished. Martin Dolan with the Australian Transport Safety Board says he's less cautious and more optimistic about finding the plane.
"We are certainly confident. We're not certain because there is a limit to the reliability of the satellite data and the analysis. But we've been reviewing that data and analysis continually ever since we took over the search back in April."
This is AP Radio News. Check your clocks. Daylight saving time kicked in most places at 2 a.m. It means a loss of an hour of sleep. Dr. Stephen Feinsilver with the Mount Sinai Hospital Sleep Center says springing ahead is not easy.
"It's more of an issue now than it will be in the fall, because it's actually easier for most everybody to stay up an hour later than to get up an hour earlier."
The time change is not observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. The competitive part of the Iditarod starts tomorrow in Fairbanks, Alaska. There is not enough snow to race in Anchorage, but racer Didi Jonro is not worried about the lack of snow.
"This is my 33rd start. I've seen lots of changes. I've seen lots of conditions, some worse than others. I don't think this will be the worst ones we've ever seen."
Anchorage has received about a third of its normal winter snowfall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.